Track 12. Bob Lever finds joy and peace in Norfolk using practical skills to care for ancient trees.
The ancient trees of Bob Lever's orchard in northwest Norfolk show the fissures and creases of history in gnarled trunks and boughs. When they were young in the early 1900s, Herbert Asquith was Prime Minister and King Edward VII was on the throne. The calm atmosphere reflects steady growth throughout a turbulent century, a display of resilience and continuity. Bob Lever left a high-stress career as a stage manager in the mid-1980s. I was getting disenchanted with pushing actors and singers around and more in love with my allotment. The horticulture came as a kind of therapy, really, he explains. Bob defines a veteran as a tree which has been treated unkindly in the past, typically showing huge rot hollows created by large-scale pruning wounds. These result from growers forcing trees into shapes that can be easily harvested and sprayed. He points to a tree, saying, "This is a perfect example. It's had a massive piece taken off, leaving a hole 8 inches across, straight into the bole of the tree. Human actions have made veterans of these ancient survivors, similar to woodland pollards." Dressed in khaki camouflage trousers and an old green fleece, Bob is clearly at ease in his orchard. Ancient plums and apples, full of character and fruit, are surrounded by high hedges of wild rose, bramble and hawthorn, a haven of shelter in the flat fen landscape. Bob's description of his orchard is revealing. "I just love the trees. I love the relative peace. It's a place of great tranquility, and the trees are grand old veterans." In 1986, Bob found an ideal site for growing cut flowers in Walpole Highway near Wisbeach. The plot included an old commercial orchard, which led Bob by chance into learning the skills of pruning and grafting, propagating fruit trees. Today, Bob is an expert, teaching restorative pruning techniques in popular workshops for enthusiasts and professional tree surgeons. He aims to empower people by giving them the skills to care for orchards and delights in receiving news of trees successfully restored. Alongside one hedge, cherry plum suckers form thickets around an ancient line of dead and dying plums, and ivy covers the ground. The results of these experimental pruning systems help to better understand the ecology of old orchards and to manage them more effectively. The orchard received recognition for its contribution to wildlife in 2008 when it was designated as a Norfolk County Wildlife Site. The following year, Bob was immensely proud to receive an award from CPRE, the countryside charity. He says, "We were just chuffed. It was deemed by the CPRE to be a significant part of the rural landscape." Bob's favourite tree is a stocky Bramley apple, over 100 years old, but still vigorous with characteristic arching boughs. Since 1986, the centre of this tree has been completely open to the elements. Bob's affection from the Bramley is clear as he leans on a bough and says, "It's still like that, 30-odd years on, and it hasn't got any worse. I love it. I really do love it. It's my favourite tree without a shadow of a doubt." Bob's passion for his veteran trees is deep and inspirational.